God's love for you is proved by what He has done for you. He has shown you unconditional love. In the early 80s, a country music singer named Johnny Lee had a popular song which told of a man's struggle to find love. He sang of how he searched for it but could not find it. He wanted everyone to know that he realized he was looking in all the wrong places. The song said, "I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, searching their lies, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of." There are many people like that today. People who are trying to find love in all kinds of places and from a lot of different people. They are dissatisfied and disillusioned because they are not finding true love. Their hearts are aching because they want to find and experience true unconditional love. You may be one who has tried to find love from people only to be disappointed because they did not know what love is. Their love was based on a "if you do for me, then I'll do for you" or some other performance-based rule. You are looking for someone to love you just as you are. You want to be loved with all your problems and flaws. You can find that kind of love from people who are Christians. People who have an authentic relationship with God are persistent in loving. It is the nature of the Christian to love, because love comes from God. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7, the Bible says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." It is a natural thing for a Christian to love because of the love God gave to him. A person who is looking for love ought to be able to find it in the hearts of Christians. Verse 8 of 1 John chapter 4 says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." Warren Wiersbe paraphrases verse 8 this way, "The person who does not have this divine kind of love has never entered into a personal, experiential knowledge of God. What he knows is in his head, but he has never gotten it into his heart." This would explain why many who claim to be Christians fail to love at all. These are people who know about love in their head, but they have never truly experienced God's love. It is impossible for someone to experience God's love personally and not want to love others. If God is love and Christians receive love from God, then you might ask, "Can I find love in the actions of God?" And the answer is yes. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, God demonstrates His love for us by sending Jesus Christ. In verse 9, we are told, "This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him." God loved us so much that He wanted us to have life. God did not just give us life, but He promised abundant life and eternal life. Jesus said in John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus promised everyone eternal life if they would only believe in Him. Jesus loved us so much that He promised that we could experience full and abundant life. He said in John chapter 10 and verse 10, "I have come that you might have life and have it to the full." He gave the best He had to offer because He loves us. 1 John chapter 4 verse 10 tells us, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." God loved us enough that He provided forgiveness for our sins. Jesus demonstrated the greatest kind of love, sacrificial love. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 says, "For Christ died for the sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. His giving of Himself in love for you and me paid the price of sin and provided a way for us to have our sins forgiven." We are promised in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we will confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." He loved us so much. God demonstrated His love to you and me in this way. He gave us life when we were dead spiritually, and He gave us forgiveness of sins when we were guilty with no way to get forgiveness. God's love for you is proved by what He has done for you. He has shown you unconditional love. God continues to show love to people who are looking for love through His children. God's love works through the hearts of believers to cause them to demonstrate love by their actions. In verse 11 of 1 John 4, there is this charge: "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." A Christian is expected to mirror God's love. A large quantity of radioactive material was stolen from a hospital. When the hospital administrator notified the police, he said, "Please warn the thief that he is carrying death with him and that the radioactive material cannot be successfully hidden. As long as he has it in his possession, it is affecting him disastrously." A person who claims he knows God and has a personal relationship with Him will be affected positively by that relationship. According to the last part of verse 17, the Christian is to be like God, and God is love. Maybe you are looking for love, and so far you have looked in all the wrong places. You can find true love, unconditional love. You'll find it in a personal relationship with God when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Through that relationship, you can experience all the joy of true love, and you can find this true love being expressed and demonstrated by others who have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Those Christians are to be God's arms and hands on this earth to touch everyone who needs to find love. If you are looking for love, you can find it today in Christ and in His people.